systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, May 5th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for being with us. Episode number 345. Happy Cinco de Mayo, S.A.'s. Arriba! Arriba! Coño! With us also in the studio tonight, Mr. Lyrical.
Yep, yep.
What's going on, bud?
Not much. What's up?
How are you doing?
Fabulous.
How is your rap career doing?
Gangster.
Awesome. How are you, Danny?
I'm pretty darn good.
So what exactly is Cinco de Mayo? Does anyone know? Is it just an excuse for all the Mexicans not to work?
I believe it's their Independence Day, Matt.
Independence from what?
From us, I think.
Oh, okay. So all of the illegal Mexicans that jump the border and the fences celebrate their independence from us?
Actually, I think it's from Spain, but I'm not a history buff.
Their independence from Mexico's shitty living conditions?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I just know it's an excuse to go out and get drunk.
Just another holiday to go out and get partied, huh?
Sounds good.
All right, well, word on the street is, if you guys are local, we'll be going down to the scoreboard after this. DJ Aztec's playing some music. We might do a little live hip-hop. But yeah, that'll be fun, like I said, if you guys are local. Of course, this is the Jam Hole free comedy podcast every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You can watch the shows live at thejamhole.com/live. If you want to participate in the chat, you need a Ustream account at ustream.com. It's free. Sign it up. And yeah, that's that. 406-204-4687. That's the phone number if you want to give us a call, say hi or whatever. And yeah, so first things first, we got some more 8 Mile Effect audio.
Oh yeah,
from our good friend Gerard. The story goes, Gerard knows a person that goes to his school, a younger boy, if you will, who's an up-and-coming rapper, or so he thinks.
Oh, yeah?
And he has the exact style that I was talking about when I mentioned the 8 Mile Effect. And if you don't know what that is, it is basically any person, any kid who started rapping after the movie 8 Mile came out. See, me and Lyrical, we've been rapping since before that shit, so we're cool. These kids that saw that movie and were like, oh, I'm going to be a rapper and make money and get bitches, that's the 8 Mile Effect. It created a whole gigantic niche of young, white, untalented rappers who are all just trying to get money. As the song goes, get laid, get paid, don't become a victim of a sachet. I don't even know what the fuck he's saying. So, if you go to school anywhere and you have kids that are like this, that are always try to rap at you and think that they're good when they're not, let them rap at you, record it, and then email info@thejamhole.com, and we'll play it on the show and make fun of it.
Sweet.
So, I have 6 clips here. We're only going to play a couple of them, and we'll save a couple for Friday, perhaps. So,
all right.
I'm going to pick, since we have 6, we'll play 2 tonight, 2 on Friday, and then next time Sean is here, I'll play 2.
Okay.
Now, this, I've had these for a while, but I wanted to wait until Sean, a.k.a. Lyrical, the Lyric Cow, was on the show because, you know, he's a rapper, and I want to know what you think about this. So, here is the first one. This is number 6. This is Gerard's favorite out of the group that he sent me.
All right.
Give you Jeremy the 8 Mile Effect.
All right. Here we go. I'm about to take you to the unknown. I'm about to make sure these cheese have been. And I promise I won't moon in the past. I'm soon. Certainly, I've even grown.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm flowing. I'm close.
Get some.
Okay, he's all about the flow in this one. In the first one we played, he was all about the money. Oh, you see this? See these G's in my hand? No, because you're not holding G's in your hand. Because you're fucking 16 years old and you're in high school. Oh. You don't even know what a G is, to be honest.
There's no flow to him whatsoever, and he's not even putting any effort into it.
Oh, Galactor says, this kid is mad sick, yo. And Nolly's Undead says, ha, 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 oh, God, stop.
This kid is flowing like a granny on her period.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, slow
if
and
you
sloppy.
Get what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
It's so horrible.
And by the way, I wanted to mention to Galactor, he won the auction of the Jam Hole custom-made banner that we autographed. Yeah. And I sent that out today, and I want to tell you, Galactor, you won that for $5. It costed me $4.90 to send that to you. So we made 10 cents on this beautiful work of art, and it's gorgeous. And on the back is a little comic about
me and you arguing.
Dana arguing on the back. So, you know, if you got another $5, thejamhole.com/donate, I would appreciate it. If not, it's cool. You know, I should have known better that, okay, this is going to cost. I didn't know it was going to cost that much to send. So if you got $5 more, thejamhole.com/donate. If not, you know, whatever, it's cool. But I did mail that today, so
You get
keep
a nice little
out.
Surprise on the back. You might end up hanging it the other way.
It's in a box because there were no tubes to roll it into because it's thick, so I didn't want to fold it, so I rolled it up a little bit and then put it in a box. So that's probably why it costs $5 to send.
They didn't have any like tube
not things? That big. Their biggest tube was like an inch, and this thing is like four. And this thing's like my dick in diameter, just a big old log.
Oh,
it's
well
ridiculous.
You could have rolled it farther, I guess.
No, because it would have creased it, and I was trying not to crease it. So either or, thejamhole.com/donate, like I say, if you have some cash, if not, it's cool. So, what do you think so far? Talent? Think this kid's going places? He's coming up in the rap game, Lyrical?
I don't want to just rap with him. I want him to be the rapper. I just want to stand behind him and go, what, so I can be seen on stage.
I
want to
be
him.
His hype man. I think that's all he's missing, hype man.
I don't think we're worthy.
He's got the image. He's got the flow. He's got the rhythm.
Dude, he sounds just like 50 Cent, dude.
I know. I thought it was 50. I was like, Gerard, do you go to school with 50 Cent? Because holy shit, dude. I want to hear him sing Bottle Full of Bub, Mama.
His rhymes got about as much intelligence behind it.
Nolly's Undead says he's right up there with Snow. You know, do you remember Snow?
I want to be his murderer.
I want to be. All right.
Out to the unknown. We see all these trees, but the worst part are all these fucking trees. But I don't mind these trees, nor their leaves. I'm getting a little tired of rowing, but I still keep the flow going. About 3 hours of the rowing, we see a little snake blown.
Now, I'm curious how long he's been rapping for. Gerard, if you could email info@thejamhole.com with a bio on this kid, like interview him, because you are our in the field correspondent. You are our hip hop 8 Mile high school correspondent. So I want you to interview this kid and, you know, just find out what makes this kid tick. I want to know what
and
drives.
What makes him think that he has flow at all?
Money.
He's stuttering.
And can I issue a challenge to this kid?
Oh, please.
I would like, if
Jeremy.
Possible.
His name is Jeremy.
Jeremy to record his best.
J-Dog, if you will.
Okay, J-Dog. I want you to record your best fucking battle rap.
Written or freestyle,
whatever,
doesn't matter.
Send it to me and I'm going to battle rap it back.
info@thejamhole.com, right. And we'll get a little battle rap going
live
back and
on
forth.
The show.
You know, at least even if you were just to spit out like the same three words going, yeah, nigga, what? Yo, what?
I would
rather
him
still be better than what he's doing, because he's like, yeah.
I would rather him do that.
I got flow.
All right, well, I'm going to fast forward a little bit here. Let's go kind of towards the end, and here, let's see if he's gotten any better.
I'm here, and I'm sitting in chairs. Ha, not that I care. But when we talk, they say, let's go over there. We'll see our and the rest of them are kids. Three still, and Dr. Who with a small little group, and they ain't tall. Once again, eyeball like Chris Paul. So, they all say, damn, he's so good. He should be born with the good. So I do. I shoot. When I'm done, I kill on their shown shoots. I'm done.
I'm done. I'm yeah, done. You were done when you started,
Jeremy.
Does he
have Down syndrome, dude?
Does he know what he sounds like rapping? And does he know that rapping, there's more to rapping than saying, hey, yo, what's over there? Oh, no, it looks like a chair. I'm getting tired, so I'm gonna go sit down in the limelight,
I know,
have
right?
a light, it's a Bic, B-I-C, because I be so high fee, yo, like,
that sounds
what are
better
you
than
doing?
What he did.
Well, I've been writing hip-hop since before this child was born, probably, so.
It's hard for you to even...
it's hard
to
me,
be that bad.
It's hard for me to suck as bad as this kid is sucking. And Niner says, it sounds like he's reading off a piece of paper. And
with dyslexia.
Coming from someone who used to record all of his hip-hop by reading out of a book, if you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube and look up my emo poetry episodes, there's over 30 of those. That's me reading out of my book that I write in. No beats, just straight up spoken word. And there's more flow and style to it than what this kid is doing. I understand. I've been doing it a lot longer than him. But he's acting like he's not humbled at all.
No.
He's acting like he is the shit already. He's just waiting for Biggie or Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, to come scoop him up and be like, yo, your rhymes are hot. I want you on my label. And it's like, So what do you think? Does this make you worry, Lyrical, about the state of hip-hop and hip-hop's future?
No.
No? Not one bit. All right, well, let's take a listen to the next one here.
I ball. I keep it all cool. Ball.
Ball.
Oh, like a legend, like I'm rapping off a beat of John Legend. He be at all the rap sessions. He probably just made a beat for a session. He balled too. What? I even balled him out. He be looking better than fucking Mark Well. Ball out the light all damn night without sun. Mark, I just playing the hoop off the front of my feet. Came in later. The boys pull up in the Bentley coupe and they say, hey, what's up, Mr. Snoop?
Now, if you knew, like, I don't think he knows. I don't think anyone's ever told him that he sucks. This right here.
Whoa.
This right here is a prime example of, like, if you had friends and you went outside with your friends and you had a big old fat booger hanging out of your nose and your friends just didn't tell you.
That's
they
not
let
cool.
you wander around town and everyone's now staring at you. That's what this is the equivalent of.
Dude, I don't know if it's just me or whatever, but it sounds like he's stuttering.
Like, maybe he's not even rapping. Gerard just thinks he's rapping, but he actually just has a really bad dyslexic stuttering problem.
I think he's a high-functioning autistic.
I think he's a high-functioning retard.
I'm serious. He sounds like a high-functioning autistic kid. Or Downey.
Looking good. Looking our good. Collection. The Supreme Team. Almost as good as the motherfucking Korean team. I pull out the light. I make sure there's a cure for the fright from the other team. We so good, you could call us the dream team. We score. When I score, the whole fucking crowd screams. We be blowing up the highest teams. Even all the flyest teams. And the whole damn crowd, it still screams. Motherfuckers,
dude.
Don't fight that. Fight it.
If you got up on stage, the crowd would scream for you to get the fuck off and shut
your
fucking mouth. That's the only thing this crowd is screaming for.
Yes.
I have wiped stuff off my ass with more talent than this kid has.
I've seen her. You have, and, you know, don't get me wrong, you've had some pretty talented shit.
Oh, it's very stylish. You don't even know. Way oh, more
I,
flow.
I know.
I can rap better than this kid. Oh, my God.
So that is the 8 Mile Effect, brought to you by Gerard. Thank you again
Thank
so
you.
Much for sending us those.
So much.
I have 4 more clips that we're going to play. Not tonight, obviously.
I enjoy so much listening to other people just fail at life. Makes me feel that much better about myself.
Yeah, this kid is a walking, talking, contradictory example of failing at life. You think you're good, but you're not. And all your friends don't have the heart to tell you that you're not, so you end up just failing that much more.
I bet you his friends do tell him, but he just doesn't care. He's like, no,
I
am mad flow.
Do you think so?
I'm doing it because I love it.
I'm sure his friends are the other guys that rap in his school. You know?
I bet you he doesn't have friends.
Matt, who are your friends?
Amham has a good point. He says you shouldn't make fun of the mentally challenged. So
hey, you know
I'm sorry.
They're unsavories, okay?
Hitting Ollie's Undead says, The Jam Hole presents 8 Mile Effect Theater. Brought to you by FOS!
Well, hey, at least he tried, okay?
That's true, but once you've tried and you've realized that it sucked and you did the best you could, find another fucking hobby.
Well,
write
you know
poetry.
What?
Write poetry. At least you'll practice more.
You know what? Stay in your house and try to perfect it before you go out in public.
Right.
And
Don't
do
ever let anyone listen to that ever.
Yeah. I mean, if you, okay, he's a kid and I'm sure he listens to other rap shit.
Well,
I mean,
of course, every kid listens to rap. It's
well,
what they want to be.
If he's rapping, he's got to be listening to, like, something, right? So if he listens to his own shit and listens to their shit, he's got to be like, oh, my God, I'm nowhere near them.
But maybe in
not,
his...
If it's not clicking, I don't know, he might be a window licker.
Maybe in his head, it does sound good to him. Maybe he's deaf. Maybe he's deaf.
I think it's about time we had a deaf rapper.
Well, I know.
Right?
Fuck. There's a huge demographic for it.
So if you're out there listening, deaf rapper, we need you.
Oh,
awesome. All right. Well, moving on. Speaking about retarded ass fucking people, it's about time this happened. This is Washington, D.C., today, by unanimous vote, and this isn't today, this was yesterday, I believe, the D.C. Council approved amendments to a medical marijuana law first passed in 1998 by 69% of district voters. Now, did you know that? I didn't know that D.C. had a medical marijuana thing going on over
not
10 years ago. 98 is when it passed. Now, you may not know that because... Shortly after it passed, Congress had blocked implementation of Initiative 59 for more than a decade until it lifted its ban last year.
Wow, dude.
Mayor Adrian Fenty is expected to sign the bill, at which point Congress will have 30 days to review it before it becomes law. Once that happens, the District of Columbia will join 14 states across the country in allowing qualified patients to use medical marijuana without fear of arrest. Now, this is our federal capital. This is the capital of our great nation, Washington, D.C., and they're doing it. And that's a good. That's a step in the right direction, absolutely. This is a landmark victory for the nation's capital and the potentially thousands of district residents who will benefit from safe and legal access to medical marijuana. Quote, it has taken nearly 12 years, but the district will at last have a law that recognizes the mounting scientific consensus that, for many conditions, marijuana can be safe and effective medicine. The Karen O'Keefe said in a press release, she's the works for the MPP. Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org, if you're interested in all this legislation ridiculousness. Under the district's law, physicians will be able to give medical marijuana recommendations to patients suffering from HIV, AIDS, cancer, multiple sclerosis, glaucoma, boredom, and other serious conditions that can be alleviated through marijuana. Boredom is why I have my card.
Oh, okay.
It's a horrible condition I suffer from. You'd
Absolutely.
Think with all this stuff going on, you know, I wouldn't have boredom, but it's chronic boredom. I believe it's genetic, so you know, nothing I did or anything could be
is
done
it
about
morbid?
It. It is a little morbid.
Does it not lead to depression and suicide?
Yes, I believe it does. But marijuana helps that.
Yes,
marijuana kicks depression right in its little sad nuts. Excuse me. It's cojones. It's brojones in a memorandum of Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
We'll be speaking Spanish throughout the show for our illegal alien listeners living in Arizona in caves right now like it's fucking Anne Frank's fucking attic.
And they would be listening to us how?
With a hand-cranked internet box radio thing. At thejamhole.com/live. Under the district's law, right, they'll be able to do that. Qualified patients will have safe access to their medicine through a limited number of dispensaries within the district. There's much more to be said about this very exciting news. Stay tuned to MPP's blog or the Jam Hole for more updates. Or, coming soon, to an internet RSS feed near you, the Jam Hole sister podcast. We don't have a name for it yet. Thejamhole.com/forums. If you guys can help us think of a cool name for this podcast we're starting, all about weed, from growing it to smoking it, the botany side of it, different utensils and tools, cooking, recipes, legislation, politics, everything.
Everything.
The complete marijuana guide to whatever. Marijuana.
I think the name that we came up with last night was really good.
Yeah, we've come up with a few, and I'm not going to say what they are because I don't want you guys snatching up domains. We need this, but just know that we spent a good 4 or 5 hours yesterday trying to think of a fucking name. I'm working on making an intro. If any of you guys are interested in this and want to be a part of this and get in on the ground up, we need donations at thejamhole.com/donate. You can just say it's for the weed podcast. Any correspondence, you guys want to be bloggers for us, we're going to start a blog along with the podcast. Guests, if you're growers, if you're smokers, if you have cards, anything like that, email info@thejamhole.com. Let us know you want to be a part of this. This thing is going to be huge and awesome. So
fucking
just
A.
Something to keep in mind. Now, moving on, while we're talking about weed, there was a council meeting
here.
I
like weed.
I love weed. Are you a card-carrying citizen?
Yes.
Me too. For boredom. What's yours for?
I have this really fucked up like tumor growing in my ass.
It's not a tumor, first of all.
He's got the 8 mile syndrome. That's
called a hemorrhoid, my friend. That's called a hemorrhoid.
I need medical weed for the 8 mile syndrome.
Burger says, do you need testers? Nope. That is the only thing we are actually good on. We have enough weed smokers.
Right.
Testers. But so, like I was saying, Kalispell City Council, I wrote about this briefly on the show notes for the Monday night show that I posted earlier today. Not happy with the way the council is running this. Not pleased one bit with the mayor of our city. She is completely ignorant. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. She's in way over her head.
Scared to do anything that she'll get blamed for.
The council met and they decided to ban this medical marijuana pot business in the city here. Despite pleas from 7 speakers Monday night and a motion to reconsider by council member Bob Hafferman, the Kalispell City Council adopted a law to ban new medical marijuana dispensaries and commercial grow ops in city limits. Council member Randy Kenyon joined with Hafferman in asking the city to take time to reconsider how the law is constructed. Now, why do you think they banned it? We spoke well over 5 years ago and said, yes, we want medicinal marijuana. People are saying, oh, it's not just sick people using it. Well, no fucking shit. We didn't want to have to get it medically legalized first. That was you making us do this. You made us, like I said before, you made us get sick and dying patients and have them as our poster child. The only way this was ever going to get legalized is by going the route that we went.
Yeah.
No shit, it's a farce for all of the rest of us to smoke it. It should be legal. You and your politics make us do it this way. So, why? I don't see
So, are the two shops that are in town, are they going to be
able
to stay?
As far as I know, they're okay because they were grandfathered in.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what the city's going to do as far as letting them stay.
Well, that's fucking bullshit.
That is bullshit. And there's, I've noticed some hydroponic shops opening up in town. There is a huge need for it here.
Yeah, and where's my mom going to get her weed, damn it?
Charlie Clown says, we can't allow marijuana in the valley. We'll lose tourism. Because, you know, none of those tourists could smoke a bag of weed, right?
I know, right?
I've never had Canadian tourists be like, hey, do you know where to get a sack?
I can think of another town that has legal drugs, and it didn't seem to hurt their tourism industry.
Oh, yeah? What town is that?
A little town called Amsterdam, I think.
Oh, hey, Sandy Cheeks.
I've heard of that.
Says they can't extend their lease, so I bet you after their lease is up, that's it.
That makes sense.
That is ridiculous, man.
And Sandy, if you were at that council meeting, I believe, if you want to call in and talk to us a little bit about this and introduce yourself to our listeners, I believe that's Sandy Cheeks, whose idea this whole podcast was.
Yeah,
I'm just helping her
co-host.
She's got a lot
of info about this stuff.
She's
a lot
great
about some green.
But yeah, if you want to call in 406-204-4687 while we're talking about this, definitely, you know, give us a call. So they said when that motion failed, both men voted to ditch the second reading of the new land use ordinance. Kenyon was absent at the council's last meeting when Haferman was the lone dissenter on first reading of the ordinance. Every other council member supported the law both times, but for varying reasons, because they can't see past their own fucking nose. Quote, I don't see this as federal versus state law or a preemption of state law, Mayor Tammy Fisher said. I see this as a contract issue. It's a tenuous issue. City Attorney Charles Harbaugh had centered his argument on the possibility that allowing commercial medical marijuana land uses would put the city at odds with federal law and could result in repaying grant money in the future. Huh. Now, that wouldn't happen to be the same federal law that gets made in D.C., which
I believe they are now legalizing it.
My memory serves me correctly. We just read a story about how D.C. just said, hey, we're taking it medically. Thank you. So what are you worried about now, city? Like I wrote in the show notes, you can't hide behind the excuse of federally it's illegal and we get money at the federal level and if we break the federal law, they're going to take our money away. No, they won't, because why do you think each state is allowed to make state laws? That's why. If we don't agree with what the federal government's doing, we can make our own laws.
And besides, didn't the federal government agree not to prosecute any more
Obama said,
medical marijuana cases?
And the problem I have with that is that just saying it wasn't enough. I mean, it helped, but he needed to make a bill that said, in writing, as the president, we are no longer fucking with people at the federal level. That would have taken away all of this problem. But since it's so vague, and he's like, we're not going to prosecute, but it's still a law. Exactly what Charlie Clown says. It's such hypocrisy. And it's sad because it's splitting the country in half. And that's not what we need at this point in time.
It's ridiculous.
So, and that's, like I said in the show notes, they're hiding behind that excuse. That is their only excuse. They can't say, oh, we don't want it in town because there's schools and there's kids there.
But there's bars everywhere.
Right next to those schools. There's casinos. There's churches. There's check cashing places. There's a ton of vice-related businesses that are A-okay.
Yeah.
But now bring in something like weed, and they're like, whoa, 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 we're trying to turn our kids into alcoholics, not stoners. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, look what happened, you know, when they tried to ban alcohol. I mean, it just started a whole crazy underground thing.
It opened up a whole market.
Weed was up until this medical thing started going on. And once alcohol was legalized again, everything was much better because people got to do what they wanted, which is their right in the first place. And,
exactly.
You know,
and if you want to look at stats, we got numbers all day. Alcohol, tobacco, killing mad amounts of people. Weed,
none.
Killing any. Not yet.
Fucking none.
Several speakers.
Oh, hey, Sandy says she keeps getting a busy signal. they are allowing the feds to hold us hostage, she said, also.
Oh, here. I can just call you. Is that cool? Let me read a couple more. If she says that's cool, let me know and I'll call her.
Okay.
Several speakers had urged the city council to follow state law by making medical marijuana legal across the board. Others doubted that U.S. authorities would demand grant repayment if the city doesn't abide by federal law that makes the weed illegal. Or, yeah, illegal. So what do you guys think? Do you really think the state would do that? Or the federal level would do that and say, now you're not getting any money because of, you know, of what you're doing.
No, it shouldn't. They wouldn't have anything to do with that. And they won't do that because they know they can get, they're going to turn around, the state could turn around and sue them for that. Because it's, the federal government said, hey, state, you pick what laws you want to do. But because you did this one, we're not going to. We want you to pay back the money. That's ridiculous. They wouldn't do that. That's just completely backwards. It's retarded.
I don't, and I honestly, I think the city just really doesn't know what to do. They don't know how to handle this. And like I said before, they're in way over their heads. So
let's talk to someone who knows about this stuff.
Let's see what the doctor has to say. Hello, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? This is Sandy. What's your name in the chat?
Sandy Cheeks 13.
Sandy Cheeks. How are you doing today, Sandy?
Super fucking high.
Nice. How's business?
It is good. Of course. I'm out in Columbia Falls. It's where everybody has to fucking go now.
Fucking A. We'll turn Columbia Falls from the chlamydia / meth capital to the weed capital.
All right.
I'd much rather. What's that?
I said, well, I'm right in the middle of it, so all right, let's go.
Fucking A. We're working on it. So, what, you were at this meeting, right?
Yeah.
So tell us what happened. How'd it go down?
Well, basically, it was the second reading, so it was the final time they were going to discuss it. They weren't allowing any amendments in that would allow any changes or anything. They're making it illegal for basically any caregiver to function within city limits because they think the federal government will suddenly decide to make an example of Kalispell, Montana someday. So, after, of course, listening to Kenyon and Hafferman make their arguments for why they felt the city council was acting outside of how they should, they voted to go ahead and go with the ban, and now they're going to have to deal with a bunch of people crawling very deep up in their ass.
And what happens when those people's term is up and it comes time for re-election? There is a majority here that smokes, and we are not going to re-elect those people.
Oh, if they even make it that long.
Exactly.
There's people who are going to probably try to get them out of there before that.
We should definitely do that.
Yeah, they are acting. They're acting so far outside of any kind of scope of intelligence, even. It's embarrassing to live in Kalispell right now.
It is, right? These are the people
we
elected these people to lead us and to be our voice, and this is what they're doing? Like, no fucking way.
I know. Our nation's capital passed medical marijuana. They're going to allow 8 clinics within Washington, D.C., and Kalispell is freaking out over 3, and the potential of a couple more.
They don't know what to do.
It makes no fucking sense. She doesn't want to deal with it. It's easier for her to ban it and look the other way than get stuck in a spot where she might actually have to make a grown-up decision. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, she's not the best. And honestly, how did she get in to be the mayor in the first place? Like, she's almost like a Sarah Palin, almost, you know?
Without the Down syndrome, baby.
Well, I don't know. Maybe with.
there may be adoption paperwork or abortion paperwork. You never know. But
no shit.
She's obviously pretty good at hiding stuff, or at least, you know, she knows the right people to make the things happen to ban weed and Kalispell.
Which is that there has to be an underlying motive for what she's doing. I find it so hard to believe that their main reason for this is because they're afraid of losing federal money.
There's underlying motives. There's serious underlying motives. And there are people that are currently running for election that are exposing that. And
good.
People are going to see that.
Good.
They will.
Now, do you know how much money Montana or the Flathead Valley gets from these federal budgets? Like, is it really a substantial amount?
No.
Or would we notice if they did cut it?
Well, we don't know right now, but after the city council meeting, a demand was put into the mayor requesting copies of any contracts that our state currently has with the federal government that we would potentially lose if they decided to go that route.
Interesting.
As citizens of the state of Montana, we are allowed to see that information, so the mayor has to provide it.
Right, it's public record.
Exactly. So it's been requested. It's been requested, and I'm hoping that we'll hear soon. I mean, I'm on the email list to get notified, so it's just a matter of time.
Do you know what their time limit is? Like, they have a certain time frame to respond to
it? Well, they were asked to respond by the end of the week.
Okay.
They were asked to respond by the end of the week, but... you know, she may have her own little agenda and may push it off and try to figure it out. Because I have a feeling it's not just current federal funding.
Right.
But there's other stuff that's in the works that she's scared of losing and they don't want us to know about it.
And I think maybe they're worried about any previous money that we got will have to be paid back, which is ridiculous. That would never happen. That can't happen, you know?
Well, they can't. Can't, because they're not going to come after us first. They're going to go after California first.
Right.
Because it's more rampant in California.
Right. I mean, look
There's
at...
There's more people in California.
Look at the numbers. How many do they have there compared to what? Our 4 or 5 here?
Yeah, I mean, there's no comparison whatsoever.
Yeah,
they
at all.
They would go to California first and foremost. And we would be a couple years later. We're so far behind. We are the last thing on their radar.
And you know, excuse me, you know, California gets way more money in federal grants than we do. They have way more to lose than we do here. So if anyone,
so many more programs there.
Exactly. If anyone should be worried about getting their federal money pulled because of this whole medical marijuana thing, it should be California. But they're not. So why are we?
In the state of California, if you have a disabled family member who is not able to take care of themselves, California fucking pays you an hourly wage to
Big
take
bucks.
Care of them.
Big
Montana,
bucks.
Montana can't do anything like that at all. You are screwed if you are disabled or handicapped in Montana.
Yep, pretty much. Well, that's awesome. I appreciate the letting us give you a call and stuff, and... So, you want to say anything about this podcast that's in the works?
It is going to be badass, and it is going to cover so much stuff. Sorry, bad cough. it's going to cover a lot of stuff, necessary information. It's going to keep everybody in the loop so that we can all make sure that people like those on our city council...
We're going
realize?
To inform people.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
good. I'm very excited
very
for
well
this.
Very well informed.
Yeah, definitely. And we have, from what you were saying, we have some pretty good resources at our disposal. So it's definitely going to something that people want to listen to, and it'll keep them safe. It'll keep them out of trouble. It'll help them. It'll be a good thing.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can go and even try to check out some nice growing plants and talk to some people who know how to take care of them really well and get some really cool shit for
everybody.
We'll
have some grow tips, we'll have some smoke tips, some recipes. It'll be a good thing. I'm very, very excited for this.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's going to be a really, really, really badass show. I'm excited.
All right. Well, you got anything else you want to say to anyone that might be listening before we let you go here?
Just stay high. Don't let the man keep you down.
Fuck and yeah. Fuck
I'll
the man.
Talk to everybody later.
All right. Thanks for the call, dude. Sandy.
Later.
Holla back. Sandy Cheeks, everyone. I'm very excited for this podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
She's really on top of her stuff when it comes to this shit, so.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, you definitely have to. It's not a, if you had paranoia, it would definitely be well-founded, you know. There would be a reason for it, so.
Yeah.
This town is crazy, man. They're all about, they're doing things totally the opposite of how they should be doing it. And
yeah.
The churches and the check cashing places and the casinos, all that stuff that is detrimental to the overall health and well-being of our society, they're all for those. And the things that they should be for, they're not. It's
yeah.
Totally ass backwards.
You think maybe it's because... so many churches in this town and stuff, and they look at weed as being some kind of like sin and shit. And
pretty
a
much.
Lot of them have, you know, a heavy word in those fucking conferences and stuff.
They do. They do pull a lot of weight. Yeah. There are a lot of business owners. They're very prominent figures in the valley.
They're
here.
Like, hey, if you let this pass, blah, blah,
we're going to boycott you and our congregation. Yeah. Yeah, I could see them pulling shit like
I
that.
I totally see that shit. And there's a lot of churches around here. So,
and you know what? If what they were doing was the right thing, we would be doing a lot better than we are right now. Like, look around, man. Shit is effed. You guys are doing
Just
it wrong.
Just let... the people that want to smoke pot, smoke pot. Let
yeah,
them fucking smoke pot.
It's ridiculous. So, well, speaking about ridiculous things and places that are doing shit totally wrong.
Wait a second. So they totally boycotted it. They're like, no more.
Oh, yeah. So I can finish this. I thought she pretty much explained it. But, yeah, several speakers urged the council to follow the state law by making medical marijuana legal across the board. Others doubted that U.S. authorities would demand grant repayment if the city doesn't abide by those federal laws. Attorney General Eric Holder announced last fall the government reserves the right not to prosecute marijuana offenses in certain cases, and medical marijuana states are among those cases. He explained to the council the decision makes Montana one of 14 states with medical marijuana laws where enforcement now is on uncertain ground. See, by saying that but not amending the laws, they make the cops are like, what do we do? State law says this, federal law says this.
Yeah.
What we don't know what to do. They are just, you know, tools in this whole game. And
little pawns.
They need people to tell them what to do, otherwise they don't know. So
exactly.
They should have changed that, I agree.
So are they keeping the medical marijuana thing legal here, or
it's legal, but you can't open up any more dispensaries, shops, grows, anything like
that,
the city limits, which is why Sea Falls is where it's at.
Yeah, and the two that are here, I guess they're not going to be able to
renew their
shit,
lease,
so they're going to be out.
They're
here.
Good until their lease comes up, then they won't renew it, which is bullshit. That's their well-being.
So
that's
they're
going
to have to be like doing caregiver shit out of homes and stuff, basically.
And if these things really take off, like there's a lot of jobs that would open up. Like we need pruners, we need delivery drivers, we need tasters, quality control, we need a whole bunch of shit like that, you know? Farmers. We need farmers and mycologists. I will help. So Fisher, the mayor, not a fan of hers, gotta say. I had to unfriend her on Facebook. She sent me a message. She was like, hey, I'm your mayor. Let's be friends. So I hopped on Foursquare, and I found out where she was the mayor of, and I went there more than her, and now I'm the mayor. So suck on those nuts, Tammy Fisher.
Christ.
Suck on my big old giant hairy Foursquare nuts. I'm the mayor of this town. I run this shit. This is my shit. So, quote,
Jesus Christ.
she told Hickel, the guy, on whether Holder intended the directive only for criminal cases or whether his department had issued a memo on enforcement when it comes to funding contracts with cities, counties, and states. Hickel cited conflicting memos from the Attorney General's office and the DEA. He's like, I got two different memos here that say two different things. I can't think for myself, so what do I do? Quote, I haven't seen anything that the federal government will suspend those obligations in grant agreements, he said. How do we be sure we're not going to lose money? because money is what's important, right?
Exactly.
Fisher posed her concern, quote, until they say we're forfeiting that right, I can't say they won't come back and enforce it. That didn't convince Haferman. He had proposed last time that the zoning ordinance's ban on land use that violates federal, state, or local law be replaced with a requirement to follow the federal constitution and Montana laws. He stuck by that Monday night. And that's what we should be doing. We should be following. We live in Montana. We make our laws, and we follow those.
Yeah. Well, some people are just dumb.
Yep.
I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Quote, we're going to have to pay for any litigation that occurs on this ordinance, which does not solve one stinking thing, he told his colleagues. He had argued for the council to take a step back and seek input from the Northwest Drug Task Force and Kalispell Police on how to write a law that would help them tackle illegal use of weed. So, that's that. They don't know what to do.
That's... And this was supposed to be the last fucking time they were bringing up this topic.
Yep,
and shit.
That was that. Final. So they voted on it. Banned.
This is
done.
Final, and you don't really know what you're doing. Okay. So, cool.
And yeah, we'll have lots of more info on all that stuff when we start this podcast.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that. We might even do it live. Who knows?
Oh, God.
Thank you. So.
Wait.
What?
We got a postcard.
Yeah.
Did we mention that last show? Because we did not.
We get postcards. Thank you for sending those. TheGem.com/POBOX. Send us postcards from where you're at, and that would be cool.
And we got a postcard from Amham.
Yes, thank you, Amham.
And I was excited. Okay. Thank you so much.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, so Russian president. This is awesome. This is why Russia's all kind of fucked up right now. A Russian MP has asked President Dmitry Medvedev to investigate claims by a regional president that he has met aliens on board a spaceship.
Okay.
Because, you know, if I was an alien, I would definitely want to abduct Russians.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, bring the vodka, bring that cool Tetris game. We're going to party, alien style.
I want to meet an alien.
This guy, I'm not even going to try his name, the leader of the southern region of Kalmykia, made his claim in a television interview. He's not just, the MP guy is not just asking whether he is fit to govern, he is also concerned that if he was abducted, he may have revealed details about his job and or state secrets. I think maybe he was just trying to, like, get a little press time, so he made up this little thing, and now it's just totally blown way out of proportion, way out of control.
That's so stupid. You know, unless you can prove it to me, I don't believe you, dude.
Right. Let me see the probe that's in your asshole.
Right.
Or the video that you should have taken, you know. And honestly, you're a fucking president of a region in Russia. You probably had CCTV cameras all over wherever the fuck you're at. So there has
to
be footage of it.
It's Russia, dude.
That's true.
He probably had a fucking goat and a shack out there.
Right, sorry, I totally forgot. We interviewed the goat. It said, quote, the MP has written a letter to Mr. Menvimeme, raising a list of his concerns. We're concerned that you're completely out of your mind. In his letter, he says that, assuming the whole thing was not just a bad joke, it was a historic event and should have been reported to the Kremlin. Hey, guys. It's me, president of this little shithole fucking region in between China and wherever the fuck. Yeah, I got abducted by aliens. I don't know if, you know, I'm supposed to tell you guys when that happens or what. And one of our goats is really sick.
So that should be, like, an epic day in history.
Right.
But every other, like hobo, first... retarded redneck that has been like, I've been abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
You know?
First that's... contact, it was this Russian shithole president guy.
Yeah, because, like, there'd be, like, a million other fucking documents in history being like, they contacted aliens. And if everybody did, we would have some proof by now. For fuck's sake, come on.
Yeah, cameras are everywhere. I'm pretty sure we'd have proof.
Yeah, maybe, like, one or two people.
So you're saying bullshit? You're saying he was not abducted by aliens?
He was not abducted.
Lyrical, was he or was he not abducted by aliens?
He was abducted, but it wasn't by aliens.
Okay, gotcha. He also asks if there are official guidelines for what government officials should do if contacted by aliens, especially if those officials have access to state secrets. I'm going to let you guys in on...
I don't think aliens care about your state secrets.
I was going to say, if they're aliens and they traveled here, they give a fuck about whatever you think you know.
Yeah, they don't care about your fucking drama. Okay?
Right.
They don't know you from shit.
They're probably worried, like, if we give these humans our secrets, they will blow themselves up in T-minus 2 weeks. Tops.
Their heads will explode.
Mr. said in an interview on Primetime TV that he had been taken on board an alien spaceship, which had come to planet Earth to take samples, and claims to have several witnesses. I would like to speak to one of these several witnesses.
Yes, please.
He's full of shit. No, he did. Yes, he's got a gun to his head.
Right.
Bottle of vodka in the other.
Say what I tell you to. record that.
He has been president of Kalmykia, a small Buddhist region of Russia, which lies on the shores of the Caspian Sea. Really beautiful. Their summer vacation spot to die for.
It's lovely.
He's been president for 17 years. The millionaire former businessman has a reputation as an eccentric character. Read annoying retard who makes up shit all the time. As president of the World Chess Federation, he has spent tens of millions of dollars turning the impoverished republic into a mecca for chess players. I want to go to Kalmykia and play chess with a crazy fucking eccentric.
People that word.
I'm eccentric.
Yes, sir.
That means nothing I say has to ever make sense because I'm eccentric.
Burger says,
I
bet aliens have the best drugs. I bet they do,
I bet they have
too.
The best spaceships
I bet
ever.
They're fucking out of this world.
Oh, thank you.
Less is more, Matt. Less is more.
I hear you.
That's my policy.
So he's basically built an entire village to host international chess tournaments.
That's
so,
kind of...
I just want to say right onto that, and yeah, I'm going to probably go ahead and call bullshit.
Yeah.
So, moving on, Australia had some pretty epic shit happen here. This is fantastic.
Australia?
this is so awesome.
A friend of mine lives there.
Oi?
Oi?
Oi, mate.
Australia.
Michael Baderstone, who was dressed as Spider-Man for a promotional event, spied a customer behaving suspiciously.
Oi.
CCTV footage shows him leap into action and confront the would-be shoplifter who had slipped a X-Men book into his bag. Not just any X-Men book, a 97 British pound X-Men book.
Okay.
Mr. Baderstone said customers at the shop in Adelaide thought it was a stunt until he asked them to call the police. Quote, we had about 40 people dressed up as their favorite superheroes guy to celebrate International Free Comic Day. So he, the thief, didn't have much of a choice but to hand the X-Men omnibus back after a little bit of a scuffle, Mr. Baderstone told the Adelaide Advertiser. He said a group of Jedi Knights blocked the door to prevent the thief from escaping as the Flash looked on. I've had a look at the security footage, and it shows Spider-Man running down the corridor of the shop, grabbing this guy, hauling him off, said the 45-year-old. Oh, I want to see that footage. Spider-Man just, like, tackles this dude and just
Spider-Man,
rolls him out.
Spider-Man.
Jam my thumb in his butthole.
Matt, you sound like an Australian-Canadian.
Oh, I might.
Yeah,
have
Charlie
a seat. Relax.
That was great, though. That
relax,
great.
Guy. Have a seat.
Charlie Clown says you sound like Terrence and Phillip. I was totally thinking the same thing.
Terrence. quote, it was a bit serious at the time, but now we're looking back laughing at what greeted police when he arrived. Yeah. So, pretty awesome. Moving on. Facebook can be a very dangerous place.
Oh, yeah.
We know.
It can.
Yeah. Over what? 400 million users? What's the latest count? Anyone know? Google that for me. Let me know.
A lot.
Well, a chef murdered his ex-wife after she taunted him,
about
paying child support on Facebook. Dun, dun, dun.
On Facebook. Facebook.
You can't pick your child support. I'm garnishing your wages. Nah, nah, nah. I just poked you. I just super poked you with a message. I got your money and your kids, and I'm fucking your best friend. Nah, nah, nah. He killed the bitch.
She talks to herself in her own comment threads.
Don't
on his
fuck
page.
Around. Cyberbullying on the internet used to be okay because the internet used to be anonymous. That was 1.0.
But when you attach your name to something,
this is internet 3.56.12 beta. Okay? Here's me and my picture and all of my pertinent advertising targeted demographic information. Enjoy. No, you can have that. It's free. Appreciate it. I'm going to let you do that, and then I'm going to make like $1 billion off of it, and you're probably going to get killed.
So if we had a kid and we were divorced.
That is it. Okay.
And I was hounding you about
child support
money.
I would e-murder you, and then if you kept it up, I would for real murder you.
Oh, okay. You can't take the cyberbullying? What's wrong?
Not when you're taking half of my money for my two kids that I never get to see.
It's only like 17%.
What about face-to-face bullying? Can you handle that?
No,
yes, that I can handle.
Can you?
That I can handle.
Well,
I will probably just kick you in the nuts and walk away.
You're an a-hole.
Whoa.
OMG, Matt.
Cut his mic. Cut his
you
mic.
Should,
inappropriate.
You should OF yourself.
Oh,
you
awesome.
Are a STR letter A number 8 fag.
IRL.
GG. Fags.
Right. Thank
fags.
You. Lisa Beverly's body was found at 6 a.m. by her 5-year-old son, the court
awesome.
Heard. Adam Mann said about the.
Yeah,
right? Can you say he's going to get revenge?
Oh, yeah.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my mother. Prepare to die.
Prepare to die.
You. Killed her because she made fun of your Facebook essay. Do you know what I'm going to do to you, mate?
I'm going to wreck your Facebook.
Do you know who I am? I am a Farmville King essay. I am Farmville. I am Mafia Wars. I have Yeovil. You don't know me, mate.
Farmville.
You don't know me. I got Second Life, mate. I got World of Warcraft, mate.
Fish World.
You don't know who I am, mate. How fuck you are, mate. I'll fuck you up, and then I'll heal you with my +5 healer, and I'll fuck you up again, man.
And my horoscope says I'm really lucky today.
I'll heal you, man. Adam Mann said about the truly terrible attack on Miss Beverly, 30, with a hammer and a knife, it was alleged.
A hammer and a knife.
I will kill you with a hammer.
Wow.
She had
it's
no
pretty brutal.
She had no chance of surviving after being struck on the face.
With a hammer?
In the face!
That's some hardcore shit.
With a hammer. In the face. Could you... oh, God, that would hurt so
hammer
bad.
Time.
Can you imagine what it would feel like to see a hammer coming at your face?
And then, like, catch it.
That's gonna hit you.
Catch it like this with your wicked ninja skills, and then, like, one fluid movement, flip it back at him. Claw in the eye. And or nuts. Either or.
As long as you have a +5 hammer reversal eye.
That is true.
Can you imagine being hit with the claw side of a hammer
yes.
in your eye and
yes.
surviving?
No. That
just
would be,
to think about that.
That's
like,
brutal. So brutal.
God, dude. That would suck so much ass.
Yeah, she was struck on the face, head, neck, and body, the prosecutor said. Quote, "It fell to her 5-year-old son to find her dead at 6 a.m., said Mr.
Awesome.
Brown. Mr. Brown, Labrina's father. It's Mr. Brown.
Oh, man.
Downtown
Daddy.
Mr. Brown.
Daddy!
Quote, her head was bandaged with a towel. It was perhaps a self-ear... What? Self... Oh, my mouse was in the way. It was perhaps a half-hearted and failed attempt to protect a young and vulnerable boy who was forced to see the true nature of the attack on his mother.
Well,
man 29 from Welling, cunt... Oh, Kent, denies murdering her on September 15th last year. Miss Beverly had been on Facebook at her home in Plumstead, South London, but her use of the social networking site came to an abrupt end at 10 p.m.
Okay, the murderer, was that guy's name Brown?
No, the prosecutor.
Oh, the prosecutor.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I was going to say Brown murdered the bitch because she gave birth to Labrina Brown.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
You ruined my life.
And you drank all the milk.
You drank all the damn milk.
Shit.
So fucked up.
The couple, who had been divorced in 07, were involved in a bitter dispute which escalated in the weeks leading up to her death, the jury heard. A bitter dispute on Facebook. Status update. Just fucking taking it to task. That's so awesome, dude. And then people can, like, comment on it and shit and be like, oh, snap, sick burn, oh,
didn't
damn.
Didn't we do a story a long time
yes.
ago about someone being arrested from cyberbullying?
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
And we also did a story a long time ago about somebody being killed because she broke up with the guy through Facebook. She changed her status update from in a relationship to single. He fucking, I think he killed her. Yeah. Something like that.
Huh. Dude, you know what? If you can't handle
what a beautiful world we live
just
in.
Stay
what
off
a beautiful
the internet.
E-world.
What an
e-
our e-world is beautiful.
Just stay off the internet if you're little wussies, okay?
It's like the Matrix with a plus five beautify theme all over it.
Fuck
and
yeah.
in it and like
if
on
if you have
it,
very tender emotions, just don't
it.
Put yourself out there like that.
Yeah.
Just stay away from social networking sites altogether.
You know, maybe we shouldn't have these sites. Maybe we should
is
just
it
keep
turning
the-
into a negative thing?
You know, maybe we should keep the internet at what it's really supposed to be.
Information only?
No, a big, big porn store.
Right.
Okay.
Now you're talking.
Is that what it's really what? Supposed to
That's
be?
That's what it's mainly used for.
Now
I swear
you're talking my programming language. Fuck yeah.
But no, really. Actually, this is interesting. Can I get intellectual for a moment?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because we are studying in our communications class right now
oh,
about
absolutely.
E-communication. And some experts say that it's leading to communication between people who are close being less personal or
it's
less
getting
relevant.
It's getting us used to the time when we will have surrogates walking around. This is getting us used
but
to interfacing with people via a computer screen.
It does bring people a little bit closer together in some ways because you always know what your friends are up to. It's easy to contact them.
That's true.
You could be half a world apart and
it's
know
stalking.
What they had for dinner and you can click the like button if
it's
you
It's totally stalking. I like that. I like that you had enchiladas and then I also like that you want to blow your brains out because you hate your children.
I
like that. Your
I
children,
like those enchiladas.
It's the creepiest thing to me when I see somebody's Facebook profile and it says their brothers and sisters, their wife or girlfriend. It says their children and their children have Facebook. Like, it's a whole Facebook family. Yeah. And it's so creepy to me for some reason. It's, I don't know. If I didn't have a podcast, I would not. I would not have a Facebook
account
right now.
Do you know what this is? Do you know what Facebook has become? It's become another false medium for people to try to discover and express their identity.
No, it's become more than that. Facebook has become the premier advertising platform for companies that want to sell you life. That's what it's come down to. Facebook knows everything about us. Facebook can target ads to what you're going to think about wanting next week, dude. It's getting to that point. It's predictive marketing, and it's fucking creepy. Because
one day Facebook will take over.
We willingly give them this information. We're happy about it. You'll let me have a website that is all about me, that feeds my tremendously hungry ego and my fucking attention that I desperately crave so much. And in return, I just have to tell you about myself? Fucking, I'm in.
Everybody loves themselves.
Which was cool. Yeah. Until Facebook made deals with advertising companies to sell you shit. That's when it became not cool. Right?
Very
annoying.
You
know, I'm looking at
it's
a group
scary,
right
dude.
Now.
It's really scary.
I'm looking at a group right now on Facebook that says, if you ask me to hold your drink, I will drink it. And you know what? I like that.
Yeah, see, the Eon knows.
Like.
The Eon knows. He says Google has stored every query since they first launched. Want scary? How about a company that knows everything you've ever searched for? And that is kind of scary.
Kinda creepy.
If I gave a shit, I would be so freaked out about using a droid because it knows where you're at. It knows what you're doing, who you're talking to. It knows everything. And if I cared about that, I would be freaked. I wouldn't use it. Google has all that info. Your contacts, it's all done through Google. Like, they are your life. And that's why people use Scroogle sometimes.
I'm not so far into it, thank God. So,
right. And like I said, if I didn't have this podcast, it's, you know, you put yourself in the public like that. And that's cool, and I'm cool
with
that.
Dude, I probably should have searched for how to blow up the White House then.
Oh, did you do that?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe a little. Wow. It was on InfoSeek.
Okay, thank you.
I guess I'm, I don't know, it's kind of better for me not to have all that shit. Like, I don't. You are in it way bad. Like,
and I think it's weird
for
me.
Your whole life is fucking online.
It is.
Dude.
It's crazy.
Your fucking phone is with you constantly. That's constantly online, updating, doing whatever you fucking want it to do.
Instant connectivity.
I have my little old school NV3, okay, with no internet on it, no fucking nothing. And I have my Gmail that I check from time to time and my other stuff. But it's never like, you know what?
Right, and if you there's sites like Google Watch and Scroogle and stuff that, you know, talk about that and think that it's getting out of control. And I'm sure it definitely is getting out of control, but we crave that convenience. It makes our lives easier. Do you remember when you used to have to remember phone numbers and shit? Like, no more. Google remembers it for me.
No, my fucking contacts list in my phone remembers it for me.
I think it's more weird for me because when I was a kid, we didn't have all this stuff. Like, nowadays, there's kids that, since they were born, there's been social networking and this whole craze of, you know, being on the internet. Like, when I was a kid, we didn't have that. So I've seen it evolve from an idea into, you know, this what it is now. But I couldn't imagine, like, growing up with it. It would be such an integrated part of your life by the time you were my age, you know, like 30 years. That is your life. And then when you get your Surrey, you just fucking upload it and boom, you're ready to roll.
Yeah, it's like what I was telling you before. I had to pick up a friend of mine's daughter and I had crank windows in my car. And she had no idea what to do with the fucking window. She's like, "Where's the button? How do you roll the window down?" I'm like,
"Where's the button?"
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm like, "There is no button. It's a crank window." She's like, "What? What is that?" And then she grabs it, and then I tell her to move her arm, and she does it. She's like, "Oh my God, this is so cool." I'm like, "Wow, dude.
Amazing.
Holy shit. Why are your parents so rich, and why have they not showed you life?"
Yeah, this is life. Life. Let me introduce you. So, to finish up the story here, Miss Beverly was trying to get man to pay towards her son's upkeep through the child support agency. Mr. Brown said she told the CSA he had lied about being unemployed and he had been sent a letter demanding back payments of around 400 British pounds. Miss Beverly had alluded to this on Facebook. The day before her death, she had updated her profile. The message said, quote, "Now who's laughing? You got done big time by the child support. Leave us alone. Your son hates you, and so do I."
Oh.
End quote. Then, later that evening, she added, quote, "He is a waste of space." End quote. "And you're surprised you got killed? You're a bitch.
She's
you,
a spiteful that, woman.
That was a
maybe
spiteful
the guy
thing.
Deserves it. You
maybe,
don't know.
Maybe. But I'm going to say if he didn't, she definitely deserved clawhammer
in
the face.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt just because she's the one who's dead. So,
right. You always, right. You know, I agree.
She's the victim here.
The following day, hours before Miss Beverly's death, man had telephoned the CSA saying he had no money and would not pay. Man's new partner, Elizabeth Kilgallen, 27, denies perverting justice by giving him a false alibi. I don't know. Well, if you're going to have kids, maybe raise them.
Yeah.
You
know,
don't pass it off to the second string father and make the next person your ex dates have to raise your fucking kids.
You know
kids.
What? Maybe just
not nice.
Unfriend your ex-wife on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe.
So she can't write on your wall?
Perhaps.
Okay.
She can
send you messages and all you gotta do is hit the delete button. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with
you.
If
she really needs to talk to you, she could call you.
All right. Well, moving on. Before we get out of here, I got two more stories. They're quick here. They both have to do with the same thing. Can you guess what that thing is?
Dead babies.
We have one of them.
I need dead babies.
We have one of them.
Oh, a cat.
A cat. Absolutely. First one here. Dartmouth. A teenager has admitted that he had blank with a cat in January.
Sex.
Absolutely, sex. The boy, 16, pleaded guilty Monday in Halifax Youth Court to a charge of blank.
Bestiality.
Absolutely. 2-0. Sean, Lyrica,
yes?
She's smoking you right
I
now.
I wasn't paying attention. So
he also
I'm on Facebook right
oh,
now.
Oh, my so. Bad. My bad. Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. He also accepted responsibility for sexually assaulting a blank by grabbing her buttocks last October.
Woman. Girl.
Absolutely. Whatever. Woman. And three other charges. Common assault, unlawfully being in a dwelling, and breaching probation. Why are you having sex with cats, dude? They have claws and teeth, and fuck that.
Well, maybe that's what he's into. <you know?
laughs> All right. Oh, man. Aww. Did your friends on Facebook tell you that?
Yeah, I just got that.
Thanks.
Why would you have sex with kitties?
I know.
Don't
do
that.
I can think of, like, well, five other animals I would rather have what? Sex with than
he
a
He just
cat.
Wanted to get some pussy, man.
No, there it is. Thank you.
Maybe
Judge,
it's just said, like, best animal he could get a hold of at the time. He's like, what am I gonna fuck? I can't go fuck that cow. It could kick my ass.
There's stray cats everywhere.
Yeah, mm. I'm just gonna go put my dick in that.
He probably thought the cat was kind of a pussy. I already used that one.
All right.
He probably saw
different
it was
context.
Like,
thank you.
Probably saw it was like, oh man, it's so soft.
Like
it's you ever think about, like, you know, hear about those kids like rubbing like rabbit fur?
Yeah, Charlie Clown says, how do you have sex with a cat? That's a small penis.
Or,
fuck a pillow.
Or
fuck
he,
a
like,
pillow. I agree.
The cat
maybe it's a
half.
Big cat. You know,
maybe
a big fat fucking cat.
That's right. Know? That is right.
I think he probably split the cat in half and put
probably.
A dick in it.
Maybe he has a really small penis. And that's why
what,
he's having
that's
sex
what
with a cat.
Charlie Clown said.
Get an Asian.
Maybe Judge Pam Williams ordered a psychiatric assessment for the boy's sentencing,
and
which
he's crazy.
The teen, whose identity is shielded by the Federal Youth Criminal Justice Act, will remain in custody at the Nova Scotia Youth Facility, Don't You Know Boy Howdy, in Waterville. The same boy was in the news in September 08 after he knocked a disabled senior citizen out of his motorized wheelchair, kicked him, and stole his blank.
Wallet.
Chair.
Drugs.
The chair.
Ring, 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 ring,
cane.
Ring.
Bell.
His cell phone.
His cell phone. Sean. 2-1.
Bell? Mm-hmm. Really? Who carries
his
a bell?
Bell. Oh, that's kind of
hey,
what freestyle's
people.
Like.
Yeah.
Old they, people Jesus. In wheelchairs.
They might still have bells and buggy whips. And
right.
Shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't know.
It is Nova Scotia after all. Boy, howdy. Reports submitted to the court at the boy's sentencing November 08 said his biological father, who had a blank problem.
Drinking.
No.
Drug.
No.
Gambling.
Sex.
Gambling. Absolutely. Abandoned him when he was very young. Members of his family were physically abused by his stepfather. The boy was said to be getting help from professionals who deal with young people who like to fuck cats. Last December, he received another 6 months of deferred custody in the community for a sexual assault on a girl. His mother reported him to his probation officer. That bitch.
Ugh.
That bitch. Mom.
Oh, nice.
Mom ratted you out. deferred custody in the community for that. His mother reported him to the officer after she discovered that the family cat had been sexually abused.
Oh,
how do
no.
you find out that the cat was sexually abused? Is it like all balled up in the corner crying? Like,
probably when you
clean?
See a trail of like blood falling in.
I know.
The cat's having a hard time taking a shit. Wow. Why, honey, why are the cat's insides on the outside?
Right.
What's wrong?
What the fuck happened?
The judge wants the psychiatric assessment to determine whether the boy is eligible for a treatment program for sexually aggressive youth at the IWK Health Center. That is a sad, sad man.
That's a sad kitten.
That is sad kittens for sure.
Oh, my God.
That's a fucking sad kitten moment.
Oh, dude.
All right. And the last story wow. for tonight, also involving pussy.
A German man. Kittens.
A German man has unofficially married his cat after the animal fell ill and vets told him it might not live much longer. Now, perhaps you don't
I
know.
Love you,
don't
kitty.
Judge. Don't
I love
judge.
You.
But all I'm saying, maybe the cat had life insurance. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe
you gotta be a spouse to get that. You know.
Yeah.
B be a spouse, not a mouse. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I mean, come on.
That was lame.
What is that? What does that even mean?
That means if you're gonna try. I don't know what that means, honestly.
Okay.
It says you, Mitzer Schrelichle, 39, paid an actress 300 euros to officiate at the ceremony as marrying an animal.
And they want a German accent.
I can't do a German, I'm sorry. I am horrible at that.
All right.
Marrying an animal is illegal in Germany. Mr. Mitchell said he had wanted to tie the knot before his asthmatic cat, Cecilia, died.
Aww.
Kicked the old proverbial litter box.
Do you think he made out with the cat when it was like he kissed the bride?
I'm going to say he probably did consummate the marriage. I'm going to go with yes on that.
And that's how he put her to her peaceful sleep
right.
of death.
Well,
with his penis.
The cat and groom have lived together for 10 years. Mm. Oh. I mean, they
wow.
beat
quite a while.
They got past that 7-year itch.
Love is all you need, man.
Hey,
yeah.
We're going to get through this.
Saved a dying cat.
One way or another. Actress Christina Marie Lorhi, who officiated the ceremony, was quoted as saying, "At first, I thought it was a joke. But for Mr. Mitzerlichlich, it's a dream come true."
Hey, Sandy says paper beats rock. Ha ha ha.
Oh my god, that is so funny.
I'm not even gonna explain
it. I'll
if you
explain
want
it.
To.
Okay, so what is the German salute? Like the white people.
The white supremacist.
The white
salute.
Power thing. It's this.
It's just
it's this, right?
Your hand outstretched like
this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, what is the Black Power salute?
A rock.
Like this.
A fist.
Right. A fist. Now, paper beats rock. And that's one to grow on.
Wow. Right? It's a good thing we don't have censors.
A very yeah. racist listener.
I thought it was fun.
Thank you.
She was really excited when she came over yesterday. She was like, "I gotta tell you this. It's an idea for a t-shirt. It's
oh god,
so funny.
You can only sell it in KKK shops.
That's brilliant.
And Montana and Idaho
right.
only. Right.
You wear that anywhere else and you're going to get killed.
Probably. All right. Well, you guys want to say anything else before we get the fuck out of here? Mine?
TheJamHole.com/donate.
That's right.
That'd be wonderful.
You can do that. /Twitter/Facebook if
slash
you want to
Danny.
Stalk us. /live
slash
every Monday,
whatever.
Wednesday, Friday.
I have something to say.
Please. Lyric Cal.
Just make sure to follow your heart.
Always.
What?
Yes.
Right?
And stay in school.
And stay in school.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you guys Friday. Peace.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.